This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, and so now finally as their last option they're telling the truth.
Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
That's Quentin Folks. Meanwhile, progressive commentator Matt Rothschild says it's time for Joe to go.
It's just a fact, a demonstrable fact that Biden's over the hill.
He spoke with Civic Media. Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his re-election campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Quick-thinking civilian boaters saved the day when a vessel had trouble 6 miles out on Lake Michigan near Kenosha Wednesday. With the Coast Guard occupied in Milwaukee, local authorities turned to Marine Channel 16 for assistance. The captains of two boats named Weekend at Bernie's and Anger Management responded to the call, successfully aiding the distressed vessel and its occupants. The death of an 11-month-old boy has resulted in homicide charges for a 25-year-old Racine woman. Andy Marie Prager has been arrested and charged with first-degree reckless homicide after the death of the child Wednesday in her care. A criminal complaint says she admitted to possibly causing the injuries by setting him down too hard. She's being held on a $500,000 cash bond with a preliminary hearing set for next week. 10 children and one adult were hospitalized following a collision between a school bus and a minivan in Racine County yesterday. It happened while the bus was taking students to a roller skating field trip. Crews from Kansasville Fire and Rescue were first at the scene in Dover at Sunnyside Drive and Church Road. Officials say the injuries were not considered life-threatening. A Racine County garbage company had inadequate safety measures. That's the finding from investigators with OSHA. The report says John's Disposal Service and John's Recycling faces almost $400,000 in fines for 13 different violations. Those include failure to provide fall protection. The company has 15 days to comply with the citations, request a conference, or contest the findings. Downtown Racine's Music on the Monument series returns today. The event gets going at 4:30. There's live music at Monument Square with seating provided or the option to bring your own chair. Local restaurants will be open for food and drink. There's a new library leader in Racine. Nick Dembski, a longtime employee of the Racine Public Library, has accepted the position of permanent executive director after serving in an interim role since July of 2023. Dembski's 17-year career at the library has seen him rise through the ranks from circulation shelver to deputy director before taking on the leadership role. The library board president is expressing enthusiasm for Dembski's appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks back in action.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first-round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're planning on hitting the theaters this weekend here in Wisconsin, you have one of the most highly anticipated films of the summer hitting the big screen. Twisters, starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones, opens July 19th. The film has tested well with audiences and is drawing in almost 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a classic summer blockbuster film and is expected to overtake Despicable Me 4 for the top spot at the box office this weekend. And the summer of the horror genre continues with the film Oddity, which is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And with no megastars in the film, you'll be able to really lose yourself in the story. And finally, if you like sitting at home and watching something in the comfort of your own surroundings, I highly recommend Presumed Innocent on Apple. I am 7 episodes into the adaptation of the Scott Turow novel of the same title, and it is absolutely riveting, and I still have no clue who done it. Have fun at the movies or at home. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. The Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have 2 very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. In good Hollywood feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy. A little more humid by Sunday with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.